Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Now, I don't go out into nature much, Miles, but...
Wait, hold on. What?
Is there usually a podcasting setup?
No.
In the middle of...
Y'all hear this?
Sure, Mike?
And I'm, for the listeners, they know. I mean, not that this was even pre-planned, but you can hear the gravel underneath our feet.
Yeah.
I mean, this is real.
I assume that anytime I'm talking in front of a podcast mic, it's going to get to our listeners. So I guess I should open up by saying, hello, the internet, and welcome to this special episode of Der Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah! Wow, rang out in nature a lot different.
Birds are all looking at me weird. Thanks to the good people of Mazda.
Yeah. Right?
Typically, we do a trending episode of this time, but heading into the long weekend, I don't know. We wanted to try something different.
Yeah.
And just take a walk outside and, you know, hope that some microphones magically appeared in the wilderness. That would.
It's as if we knew we wanted to do this, but someone else took the time to set it up.
Yeah.
That definitely was us. But I really am glad that we're out here because I feel like we're on the show. We always talk about, like, get off the computer.
Yeah.
Get off the screen.
Get off social media.
Just go outside.
And I have not done that ever, you know? I keep hearing about it from you in our recording. This is the first time I've, I was getting scurvy for a little bit.
Okay.
just feeling the sun, hearing some bird song. I don't know if the microphones are picking that up. These are actually very good microphones.
So. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm surprised there are other people in wilderness. They've heard of this this wilderness thing.
That was wild. We walked by and we're like, yo, there's a person.
What are they doing out here? Because, like,
what's your Twitter avatar? Maybe I recognize you from that.
My first thought when we talk going out into nature is, okay, bear attacks, falling down a ravine, landing on a sharp stick, trampled by deer, gored by deer. Trampled by a herd of bison, attacked by Jason Voorhees.
Okay, yeah, that was, you were getting a lot of nature stuff. I'm like, I've never heard of these things. Attacked by Jason Voorhees.
Now that is realistic.
That's why I stay inside.
So those get all the headlines, but there are apparently some countervailing, like, health benefits that all these people who are passing must be aware of because, you know, they listen to their bodies or something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, apparently all these health benefits offset the dangers of nature as I've built them up in my mind.
I mean, I know inherently, we always talk about you feel better outside, you feel better looking at things that aren't screens.
Yeah.
But it turns out that scientists also believe this. And they said, maybe we'll look into that. And
right.
Maybe we can illuminate some things for people.
Yeah.
To prove once and for all. And again, I told you, I've been on the fence. I don't know if nature is good for us.
Not a fan, personally.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking around, no offense to nature, I don't see any PS5s around here.
Right. You've been pointing that out basically every 10 feet of the hike.
No, you kept saying, you remind me of my son. I'm like, oh, there's no games here.
I'm bored.
It's like, you're bored? You just chased a lizard for 15 minutes. I'm like, I thought it was a controller for a Wii.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know we've both been looking into it. I mean, I'm sure we'll get into one of the studies too. I mean, maybe we can just start off with one of the studies first, just to set the table, right?
Yeah.
For what, like, the reason why screens are bad.
Yeah.
This is one from the show, actually, that I've been wanting to cover for a while about getting off social media.
Yeah.
Because regularly we always talk about it. I think it's an overrated that we hear pretty frequently from guests, which is social media is overrated. Twitter is overrated.
Yeah.
Instagram is overrated. Not because there's a superior app out there, but because
that is always my first question. Why? So what do you want? You talking TikTok? You talking
because all
use
TikTok, man. I just don't know how I'm going to convert a lot of these followers, man. But it seems pretty cool. I saw some pretty cool stuff. I'm learning how to do that slide dance.
Yeah.
But we always talk about that, and there's plenty of research. I mean, like we've touched on whenever there's a study, like it's almost like I have Google alerts that's like, science, please prove social media bad for me, and they show up. And the studies have gotten longer and longer. Like usually it's like, what was it like for the immediate like day or so of not using it for a day or whatever? And now we're seeing more longer term studies. And, you know, I think when we look at being in nature and the benefits of it, a lot of it has to do with like our emotions, our mental health, how we're taking in the world. Because if you're looking at the news every day, like we are on social media all the time, there's a lot of negative energy we absorb through there.
Yeah.
And it began to really affect me. To the point where I was like, oh, I really need to actually be proactive about how I offset that. What's my energetic balance? And part of that has been sort of not using social media as much. And there's this fantastic body of research that says even if you just have a few days, it has benefits. But in this one, this new study from Cyber Psychology, Behavior, and Social Networking, they did an analysis on the social media behaviors of 154 participants between the age of 18 and 72 who reported, you know, using about an average of 8 hours a week on social media. And I'm like, I think I use more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
They're like, we define these as problem heavy users.
Right.
And I'm like, users of social media.
Absolutely.
I'm reading this on Twitter, inside the Twitter app. But okay.
And then what they did was they put them into two groups. One that took a week-long break off of social media. Stay off of it all for 1 week challenge. And then the other group just didn't. And prior to them breaking them up into those two groups, they assessed their mental health. And guess what they found? The participants who had abstained from social media noticed significant improvements in anxiety, depression, and general mental well-being. And the group that continued using it, there wasn't really any comparable positive effects.
Yeah.
But just in general, to sort of set the table for why nature is so good for us, we have to first really understand that our lifestyles, our modern lifestyle of like using our phones and checking social media, is measurably having an effect on our well-being.
You will naturally fill in any empty space. So if you get off social media, I always think back to the first season of The Real World where they, I'm very old.
I love it. Did you watch the reunion?
But the fact that like, I was like, what is different about, like, there's something that's slightly different about how they're living than how I typically live. And I was like, oh, they don't watch TV. They're not allowed to watch TV. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not allowed to just, like, fill their time with just, like, passive, you know, screens. And I feel like that's the same thing. Like, and the way they, like, filled their time was by hanging out with each other and, like, talking and having conversations and, you know, whatever you fill that time with is probably going to be better. And,
right.
You know, I feel like nature might be one of the things that you try and fill it with.
Yeah, it's as if our ancestors knew nature, the first TV. we don't. All the benefits that it offers us. I mean, not just to mention, like, we also even talked about studies where, like, you know, if you're people who are recovering in a hospital, if they had like a view out to some greenery from their window, like they were also experiencing much better like sense of well-being just from being like, when I look out the window, it green.
Right.
And that was even enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that they always talk about is because when we're not focused on just like, you know, like they always say on the internet, just touching grass, you know, like get off the internet, touch some grass.
Yeah. I just have a patch of grass next to my desk that I just reach out. Whenever I see a reminder to touch grass, I reach out, grab a little clump.
And I keep telling you,
some of it.
You can't just disturb the grass. If you don't water it, it's dead. It's just now
right,
a dirt box.
They
that
call
you
it
touch.
Green, but it does seem more like just sort of a brittle, dry.
Yeah. And honestly, like I said, I'm like, you have grass in your neighborhood. You don't have to go to Jamba Juice and steal it off the counter. And just be like, I need this for my well-being.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll dig into a little bit more on what studies have found about the difference between, you know, walking in nature versus just walking around an urban environment, for instance.
Mm.
Hey, Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back in nature. We're back. We're back to the great outdoors.
Can you imagine doing this show out here?
I mean, this is kind of great.
This is it. This
I'm a little
is
unnerved by all the eye contact you're making with me. I prefer to just stare at my computer and
through the Zoom screen. Jack, I'm bring it in for this eye contact.
I keep looking away from you and looking at my screen, even though there's nothing there. Like maybe Miles will go
Jack,
back
your
on
screens off
back on screen. Yeah, so I actually during our break did a little research myself. There's a Stanford study where they put two groups of participants on 90-minute walks, one in a grassland area scattered with oak trees and shrubs, which makes it sound like they like uprooted oak trees and shrubs and just scattered them around. But
they're like, it's actually pretty desolate, this landscape.
What happened here?
Pretty bummer.
Their first question was, what happened here? Oh my God. The other was along a traffic heavy 4-lane roadway, which I've lived by quite a few times in my life, you know, and been like, all right, well, like I got to walk the dogs. So like, let's go out next to this heavy road is a word that we've used increasingly on this show, but you know, street slash road with lots of you know, strip malls around and
the opposite of nature.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of nature.
Yeah,
I feel like it's still better to be out and like doing that, but I even remember when my dogs would like get out there, they would just seem like a little bit, you know, one of them developed a twitch for that month that we lived in those apartments. And and then when you get them out into like a park or a wooded clearing like we're in right now that happens to have a podcast set up in they like just their whole spirit changes.
And oh, yeah.
It's like there's like less weight on their shoulders.
That's like my dog when we go on a walk, he hates walking through like on the main street.
Yeah.
And then I kind of go to this park that's more like wooded. And then he's like, oh, yeah. This. Like he'll literally dig in. He'll be like, I hate the sound
of
this
road.
That's the
good stuff, brother.
Yeah. So, okay. So one group walks down road. One walks down wonderful grassland.
Yeah.
And let me guess, the people who walked on the street got robbed.
They were actually happier. They kept stopping. You know, there were a lot of fast food restaurants along the way, and they just seemed more satisfied because of delicious fried. It was during the fried chicken wars.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Fried chicken sandwich wars. No, the researchers found actually little difference in physiological conditions, so it's still good to walk no matter where you are.
Sure.
But marked changes in the brain, neural activity in the end. I know what this means. Subgenual prefrontal cortex.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, you know, the brain region that's active during rumination. Anyways, repetitive thought focused on negative emotions decreased among participants who walked in nature versus those who walked in an urban environment. So it's just like a lot of the things that I found myself doing during the pandemic, during lockdown, you know, in general, when I'm not at my best, when I'm not like dealing the best that I can, that's the sort of thing. It's like repetitive thought focused on negative emotion.
Oh, yeah. You just get stuck in a thought loop where it's like everything's bad and you're at fault and you're the driver of this car wreck. And you're like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I have to actually break this cycle of thinking, which is like, that's why when I even get like that, I try and like just pivot to something immediately like pleasant when I'm like, ah, my couch feels good. Like sitting down feels good. Not always the easiest way to switch gears, but that's a challenge that I set out for myself.
Feel your weight pressing down against the couch.
Deeper and deeper. And I'm like, wait, am I listening to a go to sleep podcast? But it's like, it makes sense, you know, like that, just that little bit, like while obviously walking has its benefits because we all need our own cardiovascular, you know, exercise. But that feeling of like doing it on a street, like they almost give me different kinds of energy. Like I'm almost get hyperactive when I'm walking. Cause I was just in New York when I was walking through like Manhattan. I'm like walking so fast because I'm like, here we go. I'm in the street. I got somewhere to go. And it's less like leisurely.
Yeah.
Until like, but it's funny, like until you get to like Central Park and then suddenly you're like, wow. I don't know if that's why Central Park almost feels even more majestic, because it like breaks up the monotony of like this urban environment. Oh, Jack just went on a hummingbird.
There's a hummingbird.
Okay.
Hovering.
Just full disclosure, earlier Jack said there's a hummingbird. I turned. It wasn't there.
I was like, too late, bro. Sorry.
We started before we recorded, things were really tense.
Icy. I don't know if you could sense it in our voices, but there was an iciness.
We had to work through that lack of trust that happened.
I never lie about hummingbirds. That's one thing you have to learn about.
That's good.
There you go.
Oh, later.
Later, bud.
And we wouldn't have that if we were just looking at each other through our crusty computer screens.
Right.
an organic segue where we loved looking at a hummingbird. But I honestly feel like seeing Central Park really underlines this whole thing, because I feel like suddenly your energy changes when it comes into view and you're just like, oh, wow, yeah, this is actually one of my favorite parts.
Walking in New York is a contact sport. Like I remember playing basketball was one of the better things to prepare me for walking in New York, because you like pick a fixed point in front of you when you're on defense and you're like trying to take it all in.
Right.
Like, so you're always looking at like the point in between the person you're guarding and the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And like New York is like, you pick a point 15 feet in front of you and you're like reacting to the people in between you and that point, but you also can't make eye contact with the people.
It's like it's this dance. Perfect for you. Or you just put on your very dark sunglasses and you just make your way through.
And then Central Park, it is a miracle. Like, it's something that would be easy to imagine a world where it doesn't exist. The fact that it does exist, the fact that we have it, that somebody worked incredibly hard and, you know, did some dirty political work to get it made and protect it, is, you know, it's something that I should be thankful for every day.
Right.
But that's something, there is a movement called biophilic design that is becoming more and more popular. So, you know, you hear a lot about green design, which is creating homes or buildings, workplaces that don't have like a huge carbon footprint and aren't like taxing the environment. But biophilic design is like that, plus they want to make us feel okay.
Yeah.
Like us feel like we are in a natural environment. There are plants around, there are hummingbirds flitting about. I love that. I'm backing biophilic design big time.
I mean, you know, for people who don't know, biophilia is, you know, from my Latin speakers out there.
Wait, do you think there are really people who don't know biophilia? Come on, man.
The Bjork album?
It does sound like a Bjork.
No, it is a Bjork album. Biophilia is a Bjork album.
Amazing.
But it's just about like that as humans, because we are of the earth as living beings, we just have this innate desire to want to connect with nature and other life forms. It's just we're not built to, again, stare at screens and not be sort of interacting, not just with one another, but as we say, with nature. And even in times where, you know, I grew up in the most urban of environments. Like, I grew up next to a freeway interchange. Like,
right.
It's just like they couldn't get less green than that. But, you know, even living my life in that area, just going outside to make sure like the sun hits me is such an underrated thing. I always just sort of dismissed as like, I don't know what, fine. Like, you're always outside. Like, what's the difference? But even like taking my computer outside and just doing anything with the sun hitting me, I was like, oh yeah. Like I actually began to sort of come into just to really realize like that feeling of biophilia, where I was naturally like, no, this is good. this is good. Even if I'm in the noisy next to a freeway environment, sunlight hit body equals nice.
Yeah. Okay. So let's take another quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk about like pairing, you know, the outdoors with going out and like finding new places, like just adding new places to the old, you know, mental bank. So we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And just real quick on the nature thing, something that my wife and I started doing this past year is there's something called Sierra Club. I'm sure, you know, wherever you live, there's probably something that's not too different from this. That's like a bunch of people who hike together, kind of go outdoor exploring together. My wife and I, for a while, we were trying to do date nights every week. One of the things that we started doing was going to meet up with the Sierra Club and do night hikes.
Oh.
Which I highly recommend a night hike.
Where'd you do a night hike around here?
Griffith Park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so wild. I, growing up here, I'm like, what? Are you trying to get, like, attacked by Jason Voorhees talking about a night hike?
It's interesting because, I mean, we started doing it before the clocks moved back. And so it was like really dark, like right from the start, it was really dark. You felt like you were walking through like a abstract painting. There were just like these vague shapes and you were like, that could be a water tower or, you know, a bluff or a tree or, you know, something else, whatever
Jason
my
Voorhees.
Mind wants to make it.
Yeah.
But it was also cool because I was like going out and meeting strangers for the first time, like in a long time, like in person. And That's also, I don't know, you know, it was like we met interesting people, boring people, like
people you never want to talk to again,
but you don't have to.
It's exactly. You're like, cool. It's like, I'm just looking through a catalog.
We also met somebody who had some really weird opinions about Russia.
It's nature. It's varied. It's
varied,
everything.
But they're, you know, just people. I met them in person. I got to see a version of them that wasn't being presented for the screen. I got to, you know, react to them and like take in, I don't know, it just feels like that's a very healthy thing around other people,
right? And
that's,
I feel like
crazy.
That's what's so wild about even talking about this is it just underscores how far we've drifted in the other direction, where we've completely lost sight of like the basics of being a human being, which is like being in nature, because we are of nature. And we're like, I don't know, man, we got all this technology, man, I can meet like 7,000 friends across the globe and like we can play whatever we want online, but now we're also doing things like, I think it's good to go outside, I think, and to meet other people in physical
in
space.
Person there's just such a difference. Like I don't know, like we talk about it on Zeitgeist, but like that we're in an era of loneliness and an era, we talk about it on our NBA podcast, like an era when we like talk to each other in really like unkind ways a lot of the time.
Sure.
And I feel like, you know, those are all things that seem to be getting worse at a time when we're spending less time in nature and more time in environments that are just sort of alienating.
Yeah.
You know? And screens and artificial constructs. I don't know.
And, you know, like in a way, like, you wrote this, but you haven't quite said it yet, but like there's kind of like a sabermetrics, like statistician angle to looking at like your well-being, right?
Yeah.
Like if you can knock out little bits, 10% well-being here, 5% just going outside to check your email, another 5% because you decided to like take a phone call like outside or whatever, or just to take a walk, all of that really does add up in the end in a way that you don't suspect. Like when I started riding my bike more, first I was just doing it, I was like, oh, I'm doing it because I'm having fun,
right?
And then I was like, when I got the desire to do it, I was like, oh no, like my body is saying, like it's like a dopamine hit or something where I'm like, no, you want to do it. Like my body's saying, you want to do this.
Yeah, your brain is like reminding you of it.
Yeah, it's like, yo, hey, dude, like remember that thing, remember when we were on the bike and the wind was in your face?
Yeah.
And I think that's like really important to think about is, despite like all of the sensory overload we can experience, there are ways to combat it, just like in these really simple ways, like aren't necessarily, like you don't have to go out of your way to do something extravagant.
Yeah.
Because even if you live in a city, chances are you live near a park. I mean, like if you're not in a heavily urbanized area, there's always some place you can get to probably within 30 minutes if you have to. And again, even if you do check your email,
yeah,
just try to do it there. I get that we can't always ditch the screens and things like that, but just those subtle things, they really do add up over time. And like when you're consistent with it, it really, it helps a lot.
If you don't have a park near you, start building a movement to take over your nearest golf course and turn it into a biophilically designed public park.
Oh, I would love that. I mean,
or, you know, just talk, build your own community. I don't know. It's hard. It's easier for me because we're in LA next to a bunch of really cool parks.
I would say most people though too, like whenever I go up like to any other city, I'm like, wow, look at that. What's this, your park? Yeah, exactly. I mean, and most people are like, dude, what?
like, look at all the trees.
They're like, this is the worst park in the state. I'm like, this would be the best one in LA.
I remember when I worked at ABC and I was living in New York City. And I had to like go on assignment to Alabama, and I was just like talking to the cameraman about like the trees and the way they like just like kind of look like they're like water springs that just spring up from the earth, but they're green. And he was like, "Yo, what? Is everything all right?"
Well,
like,
dude, a hummingbird is flying up overhead.
Yeah,
they're big fans. Whoa, there's a drone over there. You see that?
Is there really?
Yeah, it's just hovering. Sorry,
yeah, there is.
This is what happens when we record outside. Again, not in our sterile, controlled environments of a studio.
That is increasingly something you see in nature is...
drones.
Yeah, people like filming videos or whatever.
Which is kind of unnerving, but that's a whole other podcast episode.
That's a whole other thing. That's why you need to train your falcon.
Exactly.
That's like level 10 being out in nature is... training your falcon to take down drones.
Yeah, I would love to be at a point where I could like put my arm out and a bird comes.
Yeah.
But look, baby steps first.
Baby steps.
I'm going to just check my email outside a little bit more and I'll work my way up
feel
to
a
being
sun on my arm.
Yeah, king of the hummingbirds.
Yeah. I also feel like there's a couple things on like mental health. One that I think I had the misconception that like I was depressed or I wasn't depressed. And yeah, like you were saying, like just these little 5% increments. Everything's on a spectrum, like seasonal affective disorder, like I either have it or I don't. It's like, no, like you might have like 10% of it and like 5% more time spent in nature can help. So I don't know. I think I tend to like pathologize things that are going on with me internally. And I feel like it's been beneficial for me to just be like, no, we're all dealing with a lot of stuff and just
absolutely. Every single human being alive right now is going through a version of existence that is at its absolute most hectic.
And then adding like new places. So there's a thing, like I remember doing research into how like our mind works, reading David Eagleman, I think it was, but there was also like some research I did for a Cracked article at one point about how wherever you are, your brain is like creating a map of your environment, just because like that's a survival mechanism.
Like
wants to know like, okay, well, these are the exits and like places to run. But have you ever noticed like if you're like there was a point where I was parking in the same parking garage every day for like 5 months, and like 2 months in, when I would come out of work at the end of the day, I had no idea where my car was parked because it was just like identical, like similar memories all being put into a bank. And it was just like my brain was just going back to whatever that model was that I had built. And I don't know, it feels like there's something healthy about just making your brain make new models. I know that like when I go somewhere, when I travel, like my first night of sleep, I have the wildest dream.
My
brain, it like so lights up something different in my brain that is, you know, now operating. There's this travel writer, Paul Thoreau, who wrote, "What draws me into a trip is a leap into the dark. You set out from home, and in the classic travel book, you go to an unknown place, you discover a different world, and you discover yourself." I really like the idea of like a leap into the dark, because every part of the world that we haven't been to is like this dark, uncharted territory.
Right. It's like playing Civilization, that video game where like the map's all blacked out until you move your character and like reveal more of it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Knocking stuff over because I'm so energized from being outside. Look at these bees.
No.
I was just admiring of them. Jack recoiled.
You also might hear crows. I have noticed that I tend to be followed around by a murder of crows.
That's kind of cool.
Sounds cool. But
that is, I think, objectively cool.
Yeah.
Unless they're like harassing you.
Yeah, they're not harassing me. I do feel like other birds are scared of crows.
Yeah, well, you know, they're really smart.
But
so shout out to crows. Shout out The Crow, the movie.
Yeah, obviously. Absolutely.
Big fans.
Well, I mean, I think we hit that. I think we made the points I wanted to make. Anything else you wanted to?
No, I mean, in as many ways as possible, I think we just keep wanting to say the same thing, whether it's here or on the show, which is like, always remember, you know, no matter what's happening out there or what, you know, what we see, especially in our screen dominated world, there is an actual human natural world out there that has untold benefits.
Yeah.
And I know like we talk about how easy it is to be dismissive of it and almost be shocked when we hear the most simple things like this is a path to feeling better. This is just something to consider when we think of our very, you know, indoor lives, or just not considering that like there's a dimension of us as humans that responds to nature, and like we have to kind of honor that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like there's my conscious mind and like the part of my mind that like puts everything into language can talk myself out of like, you know, the importance of going and spending time in nature. But I am going to make a concerted effort to just like keep that as something like an important value in my life, and my family's life, starting after I just like hit 100,000 followers on Twitter. So if everybody could just like and subscribe and follow me on Twitter, I would really help with my ability to move on and get into nature.
Put that behind you.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like a shower for the soul.
Exactly. And well, you know, it's funny, in Japan they actually call it forest bathing.
Oh,
like,
really?
It translates to forest bathing, to go out into nature.
Right.
Because every human being since time immemorial knows it's good to be in nature.
Yeah.
So we hope you take those things and those lessons too. Find ways to apply them. Try it out. I know I'm chronically an indoor cat type person.
Mm.
But as I allow myself to let the sun's rays hit me more and just be immersed in nature more, I'm telling you, the feedback loop is very positive.
Yeah. Speaking of, I wonder if our microphones are picking up that extremely aggressive woodpecker.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was off. It just got finished with its Union 15. So it got back to woodpecking.
All right, Zeit Gang. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Or, you know, the break from the Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
While we have a long weekend, go take a forest bath if you are able. And we'll see y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.